Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Ministrations out there. Brother, move this way. You're the last guy, move there. Caleb, come and sit down. And sit down. Okay. All right. Nice one. And I want to welcome all of you back to church. Put your hands together for yourself. It is not easy to carry yourself. Hey, what is he going to do there? They're coming to take his phone. It's not easy. I'm preaching already. Oh, I'm not preaching. It's not easy to carry yourself to church. Yes. And I want to say that for you to appear in church, you have tried. Put your hands together for yourself. Oh, clap genuinely for yourself. Yes. To appear in church is a blessing. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's easier to go to school than to come to church. It's true. I don't know if you know that on Sundays, you have thought whether you should go to church or not. It happens. Which people sit here? I'm speaking to ask you a question. Yeah, you see your head. Yeah, what? Nobody. So this will move this way. Buffer, the way you are sitting, if you are writing exams like that, you can fail. So sit properly. Okay. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's easier to go to school. You wake up Monday morning, you bathe cold water, B-O-C, and you take that your smelling school bag and off you go to go and meet your canteen madam. It's difficult. It's easier that way than the one that you wake up. Oh, Jennifer, it's not difficult to come to church. For you, it's not difficult. But you are a Christian. You go to heaven early, very, very early. You go to heaven. You meet Peter. But some of us sitting down here, so some Bacenta leader kidnap you before you are here. So as you are sitting down here, your mother has reported to police station that I can't find the daughter. missing girl. They've even put your picture on TV 3. So unless we close before your mother will see you. And also clap for me for coming here to church. It's not easy. It's not easy to have somebody coming to preach to you all. It's not easy. Yeah. To have somebody. Do you know that some pastors are home right now waiting for their wives to do fufu and abekwan for right now? Yeah. But I'm here. Yes, I don't even know. My wife doesn't even know what I'll eat after church. But some people are sitting down. They said they should fan him. Pastor, man of God, they call him reverend. They are fanning him. And the wife is doing fufu and this thing. Light soup. This thing is inside. Koto is inside. You clap for this boy. He knows the man. He knows the pastor. Koto is inside. Do you see? So for me to bring myself here to wear black suit in this hot sun, you can see I've tried. It's not easy. Clap for pastor once again. Mr. Ehu, you are the only one that have the coronavirus, so you are wearing masks. Remove it, brother. I don't know if you want to. This sun, I go for a dog, now, they are born, sir. Hallelujah. And I wanted to clap also for the various choirs that came to sing. I have seen that today, I've seen that music is working in this church. Put your hands together for the, yeah. Some time ago, few weeks ago, I have to struggle with choristers. Do you see? We can't find the soundtrack. The soundtrack has gone to Press B, and the pen drive is with the Roman sister who has gone to Yeji, and so he's on his way, and the cable that we used to play there. But now, can you not see that when the people stand here, no, then we hear the sound. Clap for the people also. Yeah, you collect your two. Things out. So you can join any of them. And today, I think they all sang. Everything was on point, except the dancing stars. I will be there with them. They will do dancing stars. Yeah, they are my people. I will shout and then they will become correct. Then the demons work on them. Then they come back. But I've seen that my choristers are not coming back again. Put your hands together. They've tried. Yeah. He said, only one talent. Only, you see, when one of the lines in the song says that when you are in the midst of talented people, you want to hide your talent. Yeah. Do you know that if you don't speak Ghan and you meet, if you are not a Ghan person, but you speak Ghan and you meet people who speak Ghan, you will not speak because you are afraid that if you say a word, they'll correct you. So because you are shy, it's like, I can't sing like Kezia. I can't sing like Lois. You see, but you, there's something you are not seeing, but I'm seeing. As I sit here and they are singing, there's something I am seeing, but you are not seeing it. You see, but you think that they can sing better than you. If there's a pastor, listen to this statement. If there's a pastor who is correct, you see, if all pastors are correct except me. If no pastor whose brain is working well, listen to the statement. No pastor whose brain is working very, very well will say that Lois should sing in his church. Nobody will do that. It's only mad people who are that they will say Lois should sing. Yeah. But if you go to Presby, do you think they will ask you to sing? I don't know if you have gone to Presby church before. You have to join men before you get to women fellowship. What are you talking about? You've married Christ and your husband has left you before you join the women fellowship. Singing band and thing. But here, tell your neighbor that here, there is chance for everybody. And only one talent. You see, as you are saying, me, I can't sing. This. But you see, it is you. You the same person. You sing Senia, where that piano. You sing it. You sing this the fear song. You know it. You see, I'm not interested in your voice. Oh. I am not interested in your voice. Today, when they sang, I didn't hear this girl's voice. You were singing. I don't know if you heard the voice. I don't even know what she was doing. But if she's part, it's okay. One day, God will bless us and every chorister will hold the mic. Today, it's only one talent who is holding mic. All others are just, whether they are burning their song, they are singing it, the ability to even even stand here alone is a blessing. So if you are here, Shelly, join. I've brought you here. Do you know I brought you here? She's part of us. Clap for Shelly. Any time you see her going to that chair, carry her and bring her here. You carry her, and when you bring her, you beat her. Let us. She's my daughter. I've given you that chance. Okay, from today. So if you are there, you can join any of the choir. Okay, this is how if you join a choir, you can't leave the choir. They'll come and call you. If you're on vacation, cry be frail. Do you understand? So it's working. I can see that the sound also is working. But it's, I'm still assuring that this equipment are not for us. They are for J Church. Do you understand? So because we are bigger than them, we are using it then. I don't know if you saw the man who came here. Yes, he's the one who is. Yes, was it yesterday? He came to visit me in my house. We were talking. He told me that the thing has come. It's at Tema, at the port. So this week, you know. This week, but I'm owing. I've not finished pay. I'm owing. I have about 1,000 B to pay. Do you see? The microphone alone, they say, is 600 Ghana cedis. So one day you'll be here. Police will be standing here. So they are waiting for me. If I finish preaching, they are sending me to sell. Because if I share envelope, you don't bring it. I've not even started preaching, though. I'm just, you understand? So let's support, okay? If you are there and God touch your heart, you can bring 10 CDs. Oh, Pastor Emma, I want to support. Is it not nice that now we can preach with sound? Some time ago, few weeks ago, people have to steal their father's speakers before they bring it here. Do you understand? I know somebody who speak the father Bluetooth speaker, they'll steal it. We can't put it here. As they are playing the song, cry, we can't hear, but we clap in faith. But I think that things are working. Put your hands together for the Lord once again. Yeah. Yeah. And on the 1st of May, 1st May is going to be what? 1st May is a holiday. But what date is that? 1st May, what day? It's a Saturday, I think so, yeah. So on that day, we'll be doing the Miss ceremony for our son, our brother. So everybody is supposed to. I've not told them. They don't need to know. You understand? Hey, but you people, you need to know. And so because of that, we'll do it in this auditorium. So you have to, the people coming, if you don't take it, they'll say, go and stand outside. You know how it is. So you have to come early. When you can, you do like you're asleep. If they say, oh, go and buy water, say, please, I beg you. Yeah, we don't buy water here. Okay. So early morning, 8 o'clock, you have to shed and a white. If you wear red, I'll suspect you. You want to beat the boy if you wear red. Okay, so white. If it don't say, me, I don't have white, I'm not coming, you have to come. Because if you are doing your cream, I will not come. So you have to come. Do you understand? You have to come cry, come and shed the aunties. Aunties will sit here. Uncles will sit here. Aunties of the baby. Okay. Achoo. White way there. Ebeye. Mbese se usi. That's it. See. Why? Eya uku anama suki. Why? Wash and wear. Yeah. Hallelujah. We are on quiet time. I'm preaching for a very short time today. Because I hear you are going to do series of prayers. Next week, Sunday, is also my birthday. Very powerful. Yeah. Very, very powerful. Yeah. By next week, Sunday, I'll be a human being. I'll be correct. 31 years. I'm not old. So I'm expecting gift from everybody. Special. Hey, it says, oh, throw it in. Yeah, this one is to from Peku Owusu to Pastor EK. Yes, you don't say that. Wait. You see, when is your teachers? You are vacated. You vacated. Some of you sent beans to your teacher. You sent tea roll and soap, geisha, one more bucket, toilet, Dettol. You sent Dettol. Pampers. You sent Pampers to say, support ni yama. Do you understand? So I do you know I've been. Some of you, when you drop here, you came to meet me. I've been preaching. Do you understand? And I don't have any mind of leaving, though. It's like, Pastor, I want to leave. No, I'm not leaving. Do you understand? So it's proper. I don't care whether they ask you to contribute money. No, that this particular is a special gift from the way when your teacher is doing our day, you carry soap and 5 kilo rice and this thing. Omo, Milo, and that chocolate, that thing, it's not milk. Omo, the air fryer, sad, then. It's not mackerel. Powdered pepper. You buy it for sale. I will say this thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So everybody, this week they have to prepare. You have to prepare your gift. I don't know what you are buying. Anything, if you bring me vortic, I'll collect. But who dare for vortic bread me what them has? Hallelujah. Alright, so we started last week on quiet time. And I think that has been a blessing. And I think only two people in this church sent me their quiet time. Kofi and Lois. And they sent it religiously every day. The rest of the people, I knew that they will not even do their quiet time. Yeah. I think it was Alex who was trying, but he will send me Job chapter 1 verse 1 on Monday. Tuesday, Job chapter 1 verse 2. Wednesday, Job chapter 1 verse 3. Thursday, Job chapter 1 verse 4. Friday, I'm not joking though. Shall I show it to you? Oh, I'll show you. See, it will become like I'm telling you. I'll show you. Nominate one person who tells the truth so that the person will look at him. And to Andre, come and see. Come and see. Andre, come and see. Maybe they will say that this one is what? Today, what is the verse?
Job chapter 1 verse 4.
This one is what?
Yesterday. Job chapter 1 verse 3.
This one is what? 15th April.
15th April. Job chapter 1 verse 2.
14th April.
Job chapter 1 verse 1.
Very good. Clap for Alex. Clap for Alex. Clap for Alex. Reverend Alex. Clap for me. Yeah. I'm not joking, you. It's something when I say the thing, they say, oh, Pastor AKD, everything there, or not the yesterday. Same. Hey, Wafa, this way. Sit here. And behave, okay? Okay? I like your haircut, eh? I know two super bet. Transi. Very good. Okay. And it was only two of them. Plus Alex three. But Alex cry has tried. What of you that you haven't said anything? Alex, I knew he wasn't doing it. Send of you said make it came, I will insult it. Me not say my jai. When I don't insult again, because of my son, I've stopped insulting people. So if you get anything, go and thank my son. I don't insult. Yes. Amen. Yeah. So we've been talking about quiet time. And I said that, you see, this world, I'm preaching already. This world is full of fake people. A lot of things in this world are not real. And the only thing that can expose fake things is the light of God. Look for this thing, Isaiah 60 and verse 1. Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1. I want to show you something there. Somebody with a microphone should read Isaiah 60 and verse 1 for me. Yes. Who is there? Yes. 60 verse 1. Yes. It says what?
Arise.
Arise.
Shine.
Shine.
For thy light is come.
For thy light is come.
And the glory of the Lord.
And the glory of the Lord
is risen upon you.
Verse 2. I think it's verse 2 I'm looking for.
For behold, darkness shall cover the earth.
Listen to me. Darkness. And I can't see it. He said, darkness shall cover the earth. There is so much darkness in this world. There is so, I'm telling you, I see, I'm older than you. Even if they multiply your age by 2, you are not likely to get to mine. I am telling you that this world, what you see is not what it is. There is so much darkness. There is so much, you see, it is darkness that will cause two boys, two teenagers, to use cement block to hit another girl, another boy. They said they are going to use him for Sikidro. It's darkness. Darkness cover the earth. You see, when I say don't watch television again, you will say that I am an antichrist. I'm against your progress. But you see, the things you see on television, they are not true. You say, who am I preaching? I'm preaching well so that next week when you are bringing your birthday present, you do it well. No, that's why I'm wearing suit because you said that pastors wear suit, but this guy, he says he's a pastor, that's the way. So I have to bring my suit, so you know that I have some. I have kales. If next week, if I get angry, I'll wear pink suit. But next week, because of my birthday, I have to wear white. Do you understand? So we are going to have a joint service, J Church. Okay? So everything, today when we close, rehearsal, dancing start. No, if there's no dancing start next week, I'll not eat the birthday. Me, the birthday, no. I won't eat it. There must be dancing stars. We need you. So, how do you say? Hallelujah. There is so much darkness. There is darkness in your school. There is darkness in your house. Continue the reading. He says what? He said, darkness cover
the earth. Engross darkness.
You see, when
people
engross darkness the people. Right. No, stop. As you are there, you have pubic hair, so you should listen to wisdom. Your penis has enlarged, so listen to what I'm saying. This boy shook. He said, hey, I've not seen pastor like this. I miss me.
Pastor,
is that not what they taught you? Enlargement of penis, pubic hair, adolescent. Is that not what they taught? But if they can say it in your class, why can we not say it here? What? Smashing salmon. Chest broadens. Enlargement of hips. Hips, eba. When we look at you, look like a Coke bottle. Do you see? But right now, the hips have come. Do you see? Some of you boys sitting here, you were following the girls' hips. That's why you are here. You are following girls. See, it's not everybody who came here to listen to the word of God. Some of you came to look for girls. I said some people here are here because of girls. But listen, but I have one scripture for you. Look for Job chapter 5, verse 12. I know. I've been a pastor for years. I've been pastoring children now. How many years now? Job chapter 5, verse 12. It says what? I want King James. 5, verse 12. It says what?
The device of the crafty.
For he disappointed the device of the crafty. Read the good news. Job 5, verse 12. It says what? He said, he upset the plan of cunning people and trapped the wise in their own schemes. If you are here to look for girls, I will disappoint you. My girls, there you can't be loved those them. You seen but us, no, your penis started rising. Foolish boy. Send it to your hometown. Hallelujah. Yeah, he said, let's go back to, if you're a pastor, you have to know scriptures. So, those of you plan to go and start your own church, you have to know scriptures. He said, gross darkness, the people.
But the Lord.
No, is that the gross? You see, when we say something is gross, do you know gross? Gross means, you see, when you misbehave at school, and then your headmaster use this word gross, gross disrespect to authority, it means you are going to jail. Like if you are Pimpolo. Have you heard she's gone to jail 3 months? However, he said we should pray for her. She'll be strong. Abua, who should be praying for you? Back or wrong, why you took pictures? Were we there? Now we as you have come to church, we have come to pray for Ekwa Pimpolo Erade. Jesus Christ. Hey, I should use my preaching time to pray for Ekwa Pimpolo in prison. Misbehave on Facebook. You wear panties and take pictures. Now, as we have come to church this morning, our main prayer topic is Ekwa Pimpolo as is in one prison. Hey, why? And the initial, do you know Ekwa Pimpolo? Do you know Ekwa Pimpolo? I'm talking to you. Do you know Ekwa Pimpolo? I said, why are you behaving as if we all know him? Foolish girl. Gross darkness cover the people. Listen, the only thing that can discover people or that can remove the gross darkness from people is the word of God. Otherwise, one day you will marry a fetish priest. One day, you, Lord, Caleb, if you don't do your quiet time, one day you will bring a prostitute here. That is your beloved. Maybe when you bring prostitute, what will I say? You have brought the girl that this is the girl you want to marry. I should say, don't marry her. No, I'll ask you, what are your colors? Watch a brown and shit up black. I will wear it and be here. This one is shit up black. This suit is what? It's shit up black. Watch a brown is the shirt. I'll officiate your wedding for you right now. Hey, I cast you out. Pastor Ike. People have been saying that the children are afraid of me. Is it true? Don't be afraid of me. Some of the things I don't do that way. You won't become correct. Some of you, they don't do that at home for you. Everything, there is peace. Everything, they will see. So, you see, and because they train you that way, your eyes are not strong. You see, yesterday, as we plan, we're going to sleep. 7:30 or 8:30, we say we're going to sleep. Then this small boy, we were in the house, you came to meet us. So you ate everything. Around 8 o'clock, 8:30. Hey, cow. We've done everything. This boy was not sleeping. You see, we've all entered the sleep. Then you came to meet a small boy. You are not sleeping. Cow. So I took him. See, this teaching me a lesson. I'll show him that I'm the father. So I carried him. So I have to make him sleep. You see, come, because I can put it. So as I took him, I was rubbing his back, you see, so that he would sleep. And then he put his head on me. Like, as I was rubbing his back, he was also rubbing me. Then he would lift up his eye and see if I'm asleep. I said, this boy is mad. Then I said, God, you see that sleep that you put Adam to sleep, that you remove his rib. No, let this boy sleep like that. Let him, he shouldn't wake up. Let him sleep. Hey, 5 minutes. So when, if you lift up his eye to look at me, then I close my eyes. So I think that when he saw that, if he lifted his eye, my eyes are closed. Then I said that he also closed his eye. Then he slept. He came to meet me on the earth. Far, far older than him. I'm putting you to sleep. You're also robbing me. Oh, and I said, so if I sleep, it means you fall down. You have no idea. Gross darkness. The only thing that can expose fake people is the word of God. That is why I am telling you that when you wake up in the morning, young people, look for your Bible. Mr. Ewu, look for your Bible. Your Bible is more important than integrated science. Where is Divina? She's supposed to be here. Where is she? Where is she? Alex, where is your sister? Yeah, I know she didn't come. That's what I'm asking. Where is she? Doing what? She's doing something. Lord, she don't have something at home to do. You have a lot of things here. But you have something. I also have something. I should be playing with my son. Hey, this son, dear. Hey, Pastor. Hey, next week, if you see this boy, say, hey, he has his quiet time. 3 o'clock, I wake him up. Ah, me and Lord, I should pray. Wake him up. Let me put him in the hall. We'll listen to the message together. As I'm praying, I say, no doubt. Wait, so that I can't my born. Unyane, unya papa. Say, Baba. Baba, Pastor, feel. Be feeling. I told Macarius, a man of Cradada. That's Macarius. Bishop's books, he asked, oh, his name is inside. Gross darkness, the people. A lot of people are going to deceive you. But the only thing, you say you are a church girl. Don't worry. But a certain bugger will arrive. I am telling you, the only thing that can save you is the amount of word in your life. If I were a fake pastor, last week I was going through some pictures. I saw Antoinette. Who cry will I use in this J church? Like her, when I said God. If I were a fake pastor, let me tell you, if I were a fake pastor, would you not have heard? If I were the pastor that sleep with the girls, would you not have heard it around? You would have heard it. Say, who call it as our children's service for pastor? Girls. It's 5 minutes with God. You go far. If you can spend 10 minutes with God alone, you wake up, take your Bible, go and hide yourself somewhere. You think it's morning devotion. I'm not talking about morning devotion, though. I am not, you see, do no morning devotion. The one your father will call you, they'll call your sister, they'll call the cat and the dogs and all the fowls. Then they sing one song and your father reads some scripture that he himself doesn't understand from King James. So for the day your fathers will get me, they will beat me. That's up to now. You can't take, if you record the message, you won't send it home. If you go and play in the here, they will say, don't come here again. Yeah. But I'm telling you the reality. I am telling you the reality. That look, the only thing that can keep you with God, forget about UD, United Denomination, Origin, forget about Presby, forget about Pentecost or House of Deliverance Ministry International Gospel Church. Don't forget. I am talking about your personal relationship with God. Quiet time is a time that you spend with God alone, you and God alone. I'm telling you, you wake up, you cannot give me Bible. You cannot look for Bible and go and hide somewhere and pray, say, God, I thank you for waking me up this morning. I am very grateful that when you were selecting the people to be alive, you thought it wise to consider me. Lord, I am grateful. I commit the day into your care. Whatever happens to me during the day, Lord, may you be aware of it and help me to go through the day. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. What does it mean? In the beginning was the Word. Who is the Word? The Word is God. The Word is Jesus. It means that anything I would do in my life, the beginning should be the Word. Anything. You have finished your quiet time. Let this thing stay. Anything you do, you start with Jesus. That's your quiet time. you come and tell me that your quiet time is from 119, there's 1 to 150. You have time to read from 1 to 150. So I said the first thing, what will you do? What's the first point? What's the first point? What is the first point? Pray to begin. Pray. Read your Bible, pray every day. Pray every day. Eradiate, pray every day. Oh, read your Bible. Pray every day. If you are Kamasutala. You don't even have a Bible in the first place. Forget it. Yeah, forget it. I'm praying that one day God will bless us. We'll buy a screen and put it here. But that doesn't mean that this screen that there is here. I have, if you come to my house, I have 4 different Bible versions. I have an iPad with Bibles on it. My phone, Bible is on it. You don't have Bible. You say you are a Christian. You don't have a Bible. It should make your heart beat. These are our friends who have been doing. I like us. They said now that they are fasting. They drew a young voice. Their voice is not sister. Imam Nukrawa Bekum Rito. Allah. A drop no passing. We say, didn't really eat before they pray. And I just had a bit. Allah! Akbar! And the tea voice to clear. Around 3 o'clock. You think the microphone has spoiled? It's not spot. A common in a common every mom. Malam, why embre? Malam, I embre. He can't eat. If he eats, they have spotted. I read in the news that they arrested 5 people in Nigeria because they were not fasting. And if we Christian, they will arrest everybody to police station. Because you people, you don't fast. Do you understand? Yeah. Pray to begin. I'm showing you the steps to do your quiet time. Pray. Yeah, Asila, Lois has done a quiet time. She writes it in the book. She takes a screenshot and she sent to me. That's it. You can be there and say, Lois, yes, you should name where? Yeah. Money, you should name. Go. Who know your Virgin Mary? Do you understand? Hey, my pastor, we don't have your number. I hear before we need your number, we have to pay 50 Ghana to Eugene. I beg. Eugene, if I be collecting 50 Ghana for my number, I beg. It's free. My number is free. Yeah. Hallelujah. Pray. Pray. You see, because something will happen to you. You need prayer. Yeah. In this world, then, you see, like, from last week to today, I met 3 of my classmates. I met one of them. This morning I met one. I met him last week, and then as I was coming to church, I met him. His trouser was at his gluteus maximus. You know, gluteus buttocks. That's the word for gluteus. You can use it at school tomorrow. It's called gluteus maximus. We have gluteus minimus and we have gluteus maximus. His trouser is king autofista. When he saw me, he said, "Also, pray for me." That's what he said. He said, "Also, when you go to Asori, I pray for me." I said, "Oh, I'll pray for you." He was telling me how he doesn't have job and now he's home. And if he has become broom. But when I saw him, he was like this. He has become broom. Pray. To do well in this life, you have to pray. Prayer is something you cannot make somebody do for you. I'm telling you. Prayer. It is why he said, pray to begin. Boss scripture. Is it what I'm... He said, Psalm 119 verse 18. He said, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Pray to begin. If you are doing your quiet time, the first step is to pray to begin. Number 2, my time is going. Read a passage from the Bible expecting God to speak to you. What are the passages you can do? You read from the Bible. Some of you have a verse every day. You have a devotional. You can use a devotional. I have so many devotional on my iPad. So many. Some on my phone. Everywhere. I surround myself every day with the word of God, I'm telling you. Number 3. Let's go to step number 3. I'll preach that one today. Meditate on what you have read. Write it that way. Meditate or meditate. If you are a Ghanaian, meditate on what you have read. Meditate, meditate, meditate on what you have read. What does it mean to meditate? to think about something. Do you understand? You see how you'll be thinking about the girl. You know, it's not only Eugene who has penis. Your own is not okro. You also have girls.
Yeah.
How many of you have thought about somebody sana? You pass it through to sleep. It has happened to you before. But why are you doing hypocrites? Why are you doing girls? Yeah. It's only few real people have in this church. The rest of the people, I know that the Bible says gross darkness cover the people. You are part of the people that gross darkness is covering.
Yeah.
Wofa, you want to say that you've not seen any girl that your destiny has risen before? Eh? I'm not going. I'm asking you the question. I need an answer. Yeah. It's Jesus' brother. Oh, Pastor Ike. Hey. Charlie, have you not seen some boy that lift up? Have you not seen some boy that you said this boy dear true of us? Eh? Oh yeah, ne.
Yeah.
You were meditating on the girl. You were meditating. Is she called Pan or Pearl?
Pearl.
I come to ask your friend that you have 2 pairs. Oh, please, you have 2 pairs. The girl has now become, you have taken picture. Hey, you have the girl's picture. You have put it under your pillow. Hey! I want mumu. Yeah! Caleb, you understand what I'm talking about? Girl's picture. You are going to a sketchy. You have done, you have gone to sit by the girl. Hey, in the same car. It means you are always think. Look, when we're secondary, when we're primary, JSS, there was a girl called Comfort. Then, yes. Then there's another boy. His name, I don't know if you know the musician called Comfort Ando. Oh, you know Comfort Ando. She sings local song. So the girl was called Comfort. And then the boy was called Emmanuel, but the boy, his surname was Ando. So we used to call them Comfort Ando. Allah. Look, when we are writing exams, is that bad? When we are writing exams, the boy will lift his head. If he see that the girl is not writing, he will not write.
Hey.
I'm not joking. If you see that the girl is writing, then if the girl is not writing, you will not write. You'll be there. Yeah. And they used to sit together like this. Air doesn't pass through them. Air. It started from JSS 2. That thing started from JSS 2, second term or third term. And they were on it. Look. Do you know how they communicate? They don't talk. The girl can look at the boy's feet, then the boy will know what it means. It's not a joke. I'm talking about meditating. Hey, it was beautiful. Let me end the story. It was beautiful. It was the very to the extent that when we're doing index numbers, you know, BEC, they have index numbers. Yeah. Coincidentally, they sat after this person's index number, then this one follow. Let me tell you, the girl was called Comfort Among Itim. Do you understand? So the surname is what? A-M. And the boy was Emmanuel Ando. A-N. M-N. So A-M-A-N. Even the headmaster of the school saw that these people, they were couples. So they separated them. So they sent the girl to index number last. Yeah. Because it was that bad. It came to pass. You know how we read the Bible? It came to pass. It betrayed Mukoye. Look, we didn't complete the school. And something happened. There was something. Look, the letter the boy wrote to the girl. If you read it, you collect that last. As I speak to you, you don't see eye to eye. The boy doesn't want to see that. I don't know what happened. Yeah. But when we're in school, the girl, she used to be my number one enemy. I used to fight with her. The girl, the father was a police officer. And I think she doesn't see well, so she used glasses. That's it. I've passed like 4. Every day, the father is in the school. If there's a fight in the class, it's me and Comfort. Hey, as I speak to you now, the Comfort girl, look, as I speak, me and her, like this. If she calls me right now, if we don't talk, 1 hour. Yeah. Last time she was sharing some issues with me. And when she calls me, she said, Bishop, right now she has seen that I'm correct. First day, she doesn't see that. Now they can see that, the guy, he has brains. If you call me, say, Bishop, if I call her and say, Comfort, I want to see you right now. You come. Yeah. But that boy, that you might not adore. You see, meditation, when you meditate on something, think that you think about the thing. If you can think about God like that, you will not have time to do evil things. It's clear. Let me show you this thing in the book. I'm preaching from Bishop. Let me tell you 5 keys to effective meditation. Number one, to meditate on what you are reading, read the passage slowly. To think on the thing, read it slowly. You see, don't do your quiet time as if somebody is chasing you. John 4:24, God is free. And those who worship by my spirit. Amen. But that pastor says that, I've done my quiet time. Everywhere in the center, I said, quiet time, quiet time. Stupid. I don't care. You are doing your quiet time to show me that you have done your quiet time. You are worrying yourself. Do you eat to show me that you have eaten? Jennifer, if you are eating, do you eat now so that I will know that you have eaten? I know you've all eaten. I know you all go to school. Today I'm going to school. So that if you are going to school so that I will know that you have gone to school, as you dress and you are going to school, come and pass in front of my house so that I'll see you. The same way you don't do your quiet time to show me, don't do your quiet time having me in mind. You cannot have me in mind. When I'm doing my quiet time, I don't have you in mind. I'm not doing my quiet time that if we first see then she will say that I've done quiet time. Oh no. Why should she know I've done my quiet time? It's between you and your God. Read the passage slowly. Everybody say, read the passage slowly. Slow. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't use King James. Thou mayest, comest thou, seest not thou, dost. You see, there's another one. D-O-S-T. Dost. What is dust? Then another one. D-O-T-H. Dost. What is that? What is that confused word? Me that have gone to school. Me, I've gone to school. I've passed BEC. I've passed WASI. I've gone to university. By the grace of God, I'm a medical nutritionist. I said, clap. It's a good place to clap. Otherwise, you think I'm a plumber. Some of you know, you thought I'm a plumber. I'm not a plumber. As I stand here, I'm a lecturer. I lecture nurses. If you go to school, that nurse who come and look after you is my student. Even me, I don't understand dust. And you in P3, you come to worry your head. Basic 4. You come to worry your head with thou thoughtest, doest, oughtest thou. What is that foolish thing? Mayest, comest, goest. Who in real life say goest? Cometh thou. What is cometh? Come here. What is cometh thou? Antoinette, cometh thou. If you go and say this, don't say you are mad. Just cometh thou. Do you understand cometh thou? Goest not. Goest not. Don't go there. What is goest not? Sittest here. In James Bond, Ohio. NIV. NLT. New Living. Look, I'm down my Bible. I'm recommending it to you. If you have to cry in the house or at the Bible. It's called New Living Translation. Get it? It quiet time will be nice to you. There is isn't quiet time. Do you know that some of you don't like maths because of the teacher who taught you? Yeah. And it's not because of the subject. Yeah, it's because of the teacher. Some of you don't like French. Because of Monsieur. Monton son. Matasa. Notre. Votre. Le. What is this useless thing? What is Monton son? Mette, montre, pantalon, mais. Useless things. Montre, tabura, notre, vetre, mais. Mon famille. It is because of the teacher. So, the quiet time is not, it's not nice to you because of the book you are using.
Yeah.
I used to teach. The next, one of the subjects I used to teach them is called statistics. Statistics is an advanced form of maths. Very, very advanced. And this necessary, they don't like, if you write 2/3, they are going mad. They don't want to see my, if they see 8 times, hey, something is happening. When they are told, that, look, I'm coming to teach you standard deviation. I'm coming to teach you mode, mean, and median. I'll teach you, you understand it. I started. I said, hey. Some of them were saying, hey, Sir Jonathan, hey, you will die. Sir Jonathan, the way Sir Jonathan taught the tongue. They didn't get it. The way King James is doing it, you don't be a Christian again because of King James Version. You stop being. Read the passage slowly. Number two. Quickly so that I can close. But I have to close early so that I can go and see my son. Do not read very long passage. Yeah. Kofi to send me. I think his quiet time is two or one verse. Lois to two or one verse. Unless also two or one verse. Job 1:1. Job 1:2. Job 1:3. Job 1:4. Tomorrow is Monday. I'll see Job 1:5. Can you, Alex? You cannot can. Hey, Reverend, man of God. Onu no kita Holy Bible no. Do you understand? To meditate, you see, I'm trying to make quiet time very nice to you. Don't read so many. Look, just read one verse. One. Number three. Stop at any, even if you are reading about five verses, he said, stop at any verse that strike you. And think about it. Stop at any verse that strikes you. There's something that strikes people. Yeah. Stand up. Come. These two girls, which one of them will strike you? Which of them will strike you? How many of you think Shelly will strike you? Lift up your hand. How many of you think this sister will strike you? Yeah, you are very intelligent. If you see this people, because of the color she's wearing, it will strike you. Why do you tend to look at somebody again? It's because of the. Yeah. Do you think, look, right now, let me change and wear pink suit, pink trouser, and pass it, and go down right and pass it. You see everybody in the church. Pastor Ike announced one. Pastor Ike Mumpa, the Oshemi Mambio. You see, it's not the person, though. It is what the person is wearing. So, this color is not. Yeah, Christmas, if your mother buy this color for you, Kese. If your mother buy this thing, color, that, firstly, this is your Christmas dress. You say she's an Antichrist. Yeah, it's not brightening. And I know girls like brightening colors. Your birthday with that cake is pink like this. Oh, look at first. You'll be happy. Sit down. Striking colors is the same way as you are reading the Bible. Look for a verse that will strike you. A verse. A striking. Hey, sister, we need John. What Philip preaching on? Next week, Ubeba. And next week, Umba. Oh, Beba, who bet you? And then we are digging over us or Rebecca next week. Oh, Coconsa. Namu Cottage. Coconsa. Oh, Coconsa. This one you do, and then you go to hell. Stop at a verse that strikes you. Look at them, they are fighting at their back. They told their parents they came to church. Hallelujah. Yeah. As I read in the Bible, there's a verse that will strike you. You see, and the reason for the verse striking you is so that one day, the verses I know, they are the verse. You see, I know them because as I was doing my quiet time, it strike me. And I have to look at it again and ask yourself, what does this verse mean? In times of temptation, in times. One day, you'll be tempted. You see, what will save you? One day, you see 100 Ghana notes like this. Nobody is around. Nobody. Your father has put it down. Plenty. One bundle. See it. you remove one, you will never know. Nobody's around. You've gone to visit your auntie, that you've seen the money. Nobody's around. He's there. Hey. Come and kneel down here. You come and kneel down here. So my grandfather. Kneel down and worship the cross. Look, worship the Lord. You seen the 100 CD notes? I'm not talking about one CD. You know 100 CD notes? Some of you, the day you see 100 CD notes on the floor, you go mad. You serve God again. You stop school. Okay? With the chair, you see 100 Ghana. That if you hear that they say, Pastor Ike say come to church, you will say that they should tell Pastor Ike to come here into 2 Emmy. You won't come. Because you are prospered. Last 2 weeks. No. About a month ago, I gave somebody 1,000 Ghana cedis. Do you see? Then yesterday I was talking to the person. I said, so the 1,000 Ghana cedis, no. When I give the person 1,000, the person thought that 1,000 Ghana is money. Then I asked the person that, so the 1,000 Ghana, what, how? How far? Say, hey, now I've seen that 1,000 Ghana is not money. I say, why? Say, when I want to do this, if I do, my money will finish. Yes. 1,000 Ghana is not money. So as you see your auntie bundle, new, fresh. It's not like this auto made money. Fresh. If I can. Pull one, put it in my shoe, and wear the shoe back like this. Even my auntie's place will be leaving around 5 o'clock. What do you see? Around that time, what will help you is Exodus. With Exodus 20, we say that thou shalt not steal. Because you were doing your quiet time 3 weeks ago. And the verse was, thou shalt not steal. You saw it. And you tell yourself that, had it not been this verse, yeah. As you are growing there, one day, some bugger will come with earring. He tells you that he is from Texas, Oklahoma. Not everybody who wear earring is from America. Some are from Peshi and La Paz. Say no, I share chin like a dog. We chin to fista. When you look at his boxes, you can't tell the color. If you put it in soap solution, the soap will die. Next one. What number are we? I'm going to number 4. Think about the meaning of the words. Think about it. The way you've been thinking about that girl, think about the meaning of the words. Some of you, you like the girl. If the girl fat, cry, it looks like perfume for you. Philly girl, no. The girl, the mom smells that you don't know. Because she's your girlfriend. She doesn't wash her armpits. She doesn't wash her panties. And because she's your girl. The B.I.M. out. Everything is on point. On point. Everything is on point. If you see the girl, say, that's my girl. Meanwhile, I can't go and see her panties in the house. 3 weeks, she's still wearing the same panties. Think about the meanings of the word. Number 5. Think about how the scripture applies to you. Ask yourself, how does this scripture apply to me? Thou shalt not steal. What does it mean? It means I steal and I have to stop stealing. So if you can't sit here, you say I'm Christian, but I steal. stealing. You'll be stealing your mother's money. Some of you have graduated from stealing your mother's kente and go and sell. And sell your mother's kente. Number six. Whisper to the Holy Spirit and tell him to help you to understand. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me. Help me to understand. Help me to understand. Please help me. Let me understand something. Let me pick something. I was sleeping. I was sleeping when I heard Bishop Ediadi preaching. That's how come I was able to build my house. It's because of a preaching word I heard. You don't know what preaching can do to you. Hallelujah. And the last one, he says that decide on the practical way to implement the scripture. Anytime you do your quiet time, go and look for some people in your school and share with them. Hey, I want to share my quiet time with you today. He said, no, you don't go away. I said, I'll share with you. I'll share with you. Romans 8 verse 4. Hey, so you see, when you get small opportunity in your class and preach. Today I'm preaching about John 3 verse 2. Somebody should read for me. John 3 verse 2. You see, so Nicodemus is the same Nicodemus. The guy would be laughing, but preach. Yeah. Your class, they don't laugh. Your class, they are Christians. But the class that even the teacher is a fetish priest. No laugh. The teacher asks, why sit down? Foolish girl, you think here is church. When we're in secondary school, you know there's this song. Nipa bakun oka ebebe mu. You know that song? Nipa bakun. When they were doing prayers at class, then Akwan was starting. Nipa bakun. Then teacher be famous. Nipa bakun. Then cut that song. Nipa bakun. That's the cut. Secondary school only. Kwasi asemo. This week. May you do your quiet time in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Father, we thank you, President. Say thank you. We bless you. And I lift up your hands and begin to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to have your quiet time this week. Pray. It's difficult to have your quiet time. Very, very difficult. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I worship His holy name.
When the sun comes down,
the sun comes up. It's the new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, sing it.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name.
Sing like never before.
Sing like never before. Oh, my soul.
I worship Your
holy name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I leave Your children under Your covering and under Your spirit. But I pray for them that this week may the appetite to have their quiet time come up in their lives. May each and every one of them look for their Bible very early in the morning when they wake up. And I pray, oh God, that as they read their Bible, may You teach them what to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Let me be singing when... Sit down. Take up your offering. Take up your offering.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Take out your offering. Take 5 cities. If you want to give the Lord 5 cities, come here quickly. 5 cities, 10 cities.
Holy.
Bring your offering. Your first, your second offering.
Sing like. next 5 cities, 10 cities, 4 cities, 3 cities, 2 cities. Stand up and bring it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. May God bless you. Whatever you have for the Lord, bring it. Bring it.
And on that day when my strength,
oh, stand up and bring your friend.
The angels me.
Oh, come. I'm waiting for you. Hurry up. I'm booster.
For all your
Shelly, have you brought your offering?
I will
keep on singing.
10,000.
Oh, come and show. Come and do God show.
More.
Come and do God show. Oh,
bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul. Everybody sing it.
Oh, my soul.
I think our organist is also doing well.
His soul.
Your back, take it.
Lord, I worship your holy name.
Lord, I worship your holy name. Wait. I've known that if the screen come by, it will be busy in this church.
Yeah.
Now the organ is, everything is working. I said, look, the speaker, it's only this speaker that is sounding. But we are going to get 2 of this.
Wow. Yeah.
You feel it. You see, when I was raising funds, some of you thought I was mad. Say, what is this man doing? Can you not know that we are only 30 people sitting down? Is it correct? I'm correct.
Yeah.
I'm correct. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And on that day when my strength is failing,
the angels.
Continue. I'll preach powerfully. Yeah. Next week. So I want us to close now. We are going to have this thing. Mix joint rehearsals. Let the choirs be intact. Call Harriet for me. Let the choirs be intact. Yoji, I want the dancing stars. I want it to work next week with a uniform. Now you can see that our choirs, they have their uniform and all that. Ariso, we have 2 choirs. We have 2 choirs here. Okay. So your people must mix, they must join one of the 2 choirs. Okay. Where are the choir leaders? Okay, so stand up. Okay. So you share your people to join any of the choirs. Then Antoinette will do praises and worship. So you can do some people to join praises and worship. Then the dancing stars also. So next week we are filling the place. Okay. Next week, yes. Oh, you can do mixes. But next week there we are not. Next week there we are just singing. And so we should get powerful songs. Okay. And everything should be on point and all that. Okay. All right. So, what else? What else is left? Okay. So, are we finished with your people? And then let's see. So, we are closing next week. Okay. Next week is the last Sunday of April. I hear you people have vacated. So, what are you doing at home? When are you resuming? Those of you who are vacated, when are you resuming? 4th May. 2 weeks time. 3 weeks. You've chopped 1 week already. Oh, sir. 4th May will be on when? Tuesday. Oh, are you sure? Oh. Right now that you've come home. Okay. So, Sunday, next week, Sunday, I'll be expecting my birthday present from every. Oh, you bring me car. You bring wheelbarrow. Hallelujah. Let's welcome Shepherd Samuel Bito.
So, what are you going to say to Pastor Ike? Hey, what are you saying? You are welcome. See, nobody. Antoinette, please come in. Antoinette has something for us. Please sit down.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.